I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, Barack Obama got his first intelligence briefing as president-elect. Sorry to say, we're not privy to what Mr. Obama's briefing was all about, but it's probably safe to say that one of the places mentioned was Pakistan. There were two deadly suicide bombings today in the country's volatile northwest region. Pakistan is a key, if sometimes reluctant, U.S. ally in the fight against terrorism. The World's Aaron Schachter is in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. He asked people there for their view on President-elect Obama.
The Savor restaurant in Islamabad is a place where you can get a soda and an order of palau, a rice dish with meat, for $1.25. The spot has become a landmark, and it attracts all types. Emmett Faraz comes from the Northwest Frontier Province, the area of Pakistan along the Afghan border where Al-Qaeda and the Taliban find refuge. He thinks Obama could bring change to Washington.
That was a great selection. Because of the new guy can do more improvement in strategies and policies. Revolution is required, and he can do that.
But Faraz's enthusiasm is tempered.
You think he'll be good for Pakistan?
Maybe. maybe.
Another customer at the restaurant isn't as ambivalent.
What do you think of Obama being chosen as president?
I'm okay with if Obama is the president, but I believe that even if there is a Muslim president in America, they'll have the same policies which they have towards the Muslim world and towards Pakistan. So I think that it's not going to bring any change.
The man wasn't suggesting that Obama is a Muslim, but just making a general point. In another part of Islamabad, at Qaid-e-Azam University's National Institute of Pakistan Studies, students had mixed feelings about the America Barack Obama will lead and the chances that he will make a real difference in American policy.
Let me ask, just put up your hands, how many people have a favorable view of the United States? Anyone?
I think Obama's policy will definitely bring a change because, first of all, I think that the people are quite tired of the Republicans' policies. And what we need right now is a soothing effect, is something calm and peaceful. And I think that that would lead eventually to some betterment of relations, maybe between Pakistan and America.
Policy will change, but with the passage of time, not very rapidly.
It's not hard to understand that kind of skepticism. Pakistan's daily newspapers are packed with death and mayhem. 17 die as U.S. missiles hit tribal areas. Suicide bomber kills 11. Afghan minister's brother kidnapped in Peshawar. And that's just the front page of one recent edition. There's no doubt that while people here are mostly positive now about America's choice for a new president, they're not necessarily convinced that President-elect Obama will bring real change to this part of the globe. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Islamabad, Pakistan.